78 My Take or My Take at thetakeaway.org.
And President Barack Obama agrees with that listener. He agrees that more transparency is needed. And he also says that right now the nation needs a stimulus package.
We can't afford distractions and we cannot afford delays. And that is why I look forward to signing an American recovery and reinvestment plan that will put millions of Americans to work and lay the foundation for stable growth that our economy needs and that our people demand.
Following Monday's announcements of tens of thousands of job cuts across the country, Obama told reporters the government owes it to, quote, every American to act with a sense of urgency and common purpose. Today, he's taking that urgency to Capitol Hill, where he will meet with Republican lawmakers to make his case for his $825 billion stimulus bill. One of those lawmakers is Congressman Jason Chaffetz, Republican congressman for the 3rd District of Utah, just south of Salt Lake City. Welcome, Congressman.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on.
You look forward to meeting the president today?
Well, sure. You know, you always want to hear out the president. We wish him nothing but the best. We need our president to be successful and strong. But it's also not the role of the United States Congress to be the president's cheerleader. We're there to be a check and a balance. And to the extent he's right, we'll support him, and to the extent he's not, we'll vote differently.
Because obviously this is not just any visit. The president wants you and your fellow Republicans to support his $825 billion plan. Are you going to support it?
Well, as it's currently constructed, absolutely not. I don't believe we're going to solve this country's ills by just putting more money on the credit card. I don't think deficit spending is necessarily the way to stabilize and spur the economy. I don't think you just throw hundreds of billions of dollars at this problem. Ultimately, we still have to pay that money anyway. I think there are better, smarter ways to stimulate the economy, and I do not like it when the government comes in and tries to pick winners and losers. We talk about Main Street. We talk about the average small business owner, and yet most of this plan does not address the person who's going to actually drive jobs, create success in this country. Instead, we're throwing, you know, in this package, there's $726 million for an after-school snack program. That's not going to stimulate the economy.
I would hedge to bet that there's a little more to that. But the president says, Congressman, that he's trying to strike a balance between tax cuts and long-term initiatives for, like, say, renewable energy and college tuition assistance. Would you agree that those are important goals, or what would you suggest or propose?
To the extent there are tax cuts, what I like about that is that it's across the board. Either you're a small business owner or you're a big business or you have a job at a local grocery store, then there is a fairness and a balance there. What I don't like is when the government tries to come in and pick winners and losers. I think that's when we run ourselves into trouble, and I think you can stimulate the economy.
Can I interrupt you for one
Sure.
second? When you say winners and losers, can you explain that?
Well, when the government comes in and says, look, we're going to bail out these three automakers and exclude the other automakers, for instance, the Hondas and Toyotas and others in this country that employ literally tens of thousands of people, then it creates an uneven balance, an uneven playing field, and I struggle with that. Whereas opposed to if we were to say, let's address the corporate income tax rate and say, hey, the United States of America, we need a game changer. We need to become more competitive on the world stage. Let's address the corporate income tax, because right now we have the second highest income tax in the world. And how are we going to attract more business here? Then everybody benefits, including the guy who's got the three employees that we need to make sure succeeds just as much as we do the big automakers.
So give us your list of three things that you believe, three specific things that need to be in this bill.
Well, I would love, again, I think tax policy, the corporate income tax rate, second highest in the world, I'd like to see that addressed. I think what we need to do ultimately is stimulate the private sector, not the public spending, stimulate the private sector. Reducing the capital gains tax also would spur investment by individuals into the economy. I think we can increase the tax deduction on student loans, and I would accelerate the depreciation schedule for thriving businesses to be able to make capital investments. Again, that would allow thriving businesses to have a tax advantage and encourage them to make capital purchases sooner rather than later. Those are three things we could do immediately, and that we as taxpayers don't have to pay right out of our pockets at the beginning to make this economy more sound.
Okay, Congressman, I have a question for you. We've been asking our listeners if they thought what the government should take, or what they believe the government should take over, what they think the government would do a better job at, whether it be their phone company, their gas station, or anything else. Is there something you think the government should actually take over?
Absolutely not. I worry that we're moving towards socialism. That we need to get government out of our lives, not into our lives. I wouldn't want them to run my local ice cream shop. Are you kidding me?
Well, we thought we would ask, and we thank you for joining us this morning. We really do. Congressman Jason Chaffetz.
Thank you.
Congressman Jason Chaffetz is a Republican congressman for the 3rd District of Utah, just south of Salt Lake City. Now we have Mark Garrison. He's got a few headlines for us.
Thanks, Adora. 28 minutes after the hour.